It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Charlie, you asked for houseplant pest-related problems, and boy, did people deliver. So in this All Things Gardening Houseplant RX Part 2, you're here to hopefully rescue some rather infested-sounding houseplants. First, though, what kind of critters are we talking about here?
Well, there's probably about five or six different kinds of critters, and we've got some great questions from folks, so we're mostly going to focus on that. But before we get to the questions, I want to just mention a few that people didn't ask about. We talked briefly last week about aphids, and that certainly is a problem, especially on plants that you bring in from the outdoors in the fall and you grow as a house plant. And those are often on the undersides of the leaves. They reproduce really quickly, and they like young leaves. So cut back on any fertilizing, and using that insecticidal soap I mentioned last week is probably a good idea. Another one that you often will see on houseplants are mealybugs. These are white, cottony growths that you find on plants like rubber plants and ficus, and all kinds of different kinds of big houseplants. And they're really easy to control, especially if you only have a few of them here and there, by dabbing them with rubbing alcohol. So take a cotton swab, dab it in some rubbing alcohol, and just tap them with it, you might say. It dries them right out and kills them. So that's a fun one to use for mealybugs. And a third one I want to talk about before we go into the questions is spider mites. And I know these because I have these. They're on my lemon tree. These are microscopic little red mites that will be on the undersides of the leaves, and they suck the juices from the leaves so the leaves start yellowing. If you have a lot of them, you start seeing the webbing, and that usually is a sign you better do something. So I've been trying to increase the humidity around my lemon tree by using either a humidifier or a pebble tray with water, or misting them frequently, and using insecticidal soap. And that's ways you can kind of keep it under control. So those are a few that were not asked about, but you have questions from a lot of other ones.
Okay, first question is from Al in Whitehall. Al says, my orchids are inundated with oyster scale insects, which only seem to be barely controlled by individual, weekly, and very time-consuming removal by scrubbing with Q-tips and alcohol. And the other problem he has is cottony cushion scale on everything from begonias to Z-plant to Hoya. What can you do for Al and his houseplants?
Oh, Al's got a lot of work ahead of him. Well, the cotton cushiony scale, I would treat like the mealybugs, using that rubbing alcohol. And you can even use it as a spray, but you have to be careful on which plants you use it on and do a little research to find ones that won't harm the foliage. But as far as these hard-shelled scales that he's talking about, probably horticultural oil is a good one. The three insecticides I usually recommend for indoors would be insecticidal soap, neem oil, and horticultural oil. He's tried the other ones. I would try the horticultural oil and see if that helps. And also, Al, isolate those plants. This is true for any pest. Make sure you can move that plant away from all the other ones so they don't spread so easily.
Next questions come from Nancy in Virgins and Mary Ann in Burlington. They seem to have the same houseplant pest problem, and that is black gnats. Nancy says, I saw they were in the soil of the houseplant, so I repotted most of them, aggressively hosing the roots and putting them back in the wash pots, into which I put new, supposedly bug-resistant soil. I've also sprayed the plants and soil with neem oil, cut back significantly on watering. The gnats decreased, but they never disappeared. What can you do for Nancy in Virgins and Marianne in Burlington?
Yeah, fungus gnats are a big issue with houseplants, and they're not really harmful to ourselves or to the plants, but they're kind of a nuisance, so trying to get rid of them is a good idea. So just like they were saying, you want to wash out those pots, use fresh potting soil. That's a good way to get started. If that doesn't take care of them, you can put a layer of sand on top of the potting soil. That way, when the fungus gnats lay their eggs in the sand, they dry out and die. Another possibility is to use an organic compound in the soil itself. There's one called mosquito bits that works for mosquito larvae, but also for fungus gnat larvae, and another one called Natrol. And those you can put in the soil, and they're relatively harmless, and they will take care of it.
My in Redding has white flies on house plants. My says, I've tried everything from spraying with organic products, homemade soap mixture, wrapping the plant in plastic to cut it back to the ground. They keep coming back. She says it's a desperate situation.
Okay, Mai, I think you need to do repotting of the plant. That would help, just like with the fungus gnats. It'll help with the white flies. And isolating it, because white flies fly around and it can spread to other plants. And then you might want to use pyrethrum. Now, this is a little harsher insecticide for indoors, but this is one that'll have some residual qualities and it'll be able to control those white flies a little bit better. Do it, though, isolated away from other plants.
And this one about repotting houseplants from Andrea in Cornwall. She says, I want to take your advice and repot some of my houseplants. I have seed starter soil from last year. Can she use that again this year?
I'd say no, Andrea. Seed starter soil really wouldn't be great potting soil for a houseplant. So get some fresh potting soil that's meant for houseplants and use that seed starter soil. Maybe put it in the garden in one of your raised beds or in one of the containers. But don't use it in your houseplants.
Okay. Thanks so much for all the questions. Keep them coming in. You can find out how at vpr.org. Just search All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.